The FDA has revoked permission for a drug touted by President Donald Trump as a treatment for COVID-19 to be distributed for that purpose. That leaves the state of Ohio with a stockpile of the drug, amounting to millions of pills. The state of Ohio bought more than 2 million hydroxychloroquine pills, spending more than $600,000 on the unproven drug. 2 million additional pills were donated to the state. Governor Mike DeWine says hospitals and health experts are now weighing in on what to do with the stockpile.
Hindsight's always perfect. If you knew what the FDA was going to do this week, obviously you would not have stockpiled that. On the other hand, if it had turned out that we couldn't get it, people would have looked back and said, why didn't you stockpile it?
The FDA says the drug didn't show signs of decreasing the likelihood of death or speeding recovery of the virus, noting serious side effects, such as heart problems. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.